Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Live across the Great Lakes State, you're connected to Michigan's most engaging and influential radio and television program, Michigan's Big Show, starring Michael Patrick Shields, presented by Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Michigan, and Blue Care Network.
I'm producer and creative director Tony Cuthbert.
This is meteorologist John McMurray.
Now in the shadow of the Capitol Dome in Lansing, he's heard from the beaches of Lake Michigan to the halls of power and behind closed doors. Here's Michigan's Michael Patrick Shields.
I'm glad to have a few minutes with you, Michael Patrick. You know, I've been a longtime fan, and I thought this was a great place to start my morning today.
The one thing I will never forget is the trust you placed in me and how nice you were to have me as a guest in your home over so many years. That meant the world to me, and it always will.
Michael Patrick Shields is on the air.
Good morning, world.
Very good to catch up with Congressman Dan Kildee, the Democrat from Flint, who's on our AT&T line right this very moment with lots to talk about. I appreciate the time. And have you caught your breath? Has your heart stopped beating since that competitive race on Election Day?
Well, it's sort of. We've kind of come back to work, but it's been a tough year. It was a difficult election. As it turned out, we won by a margin, you know, larger than most people had predicted. But, you know, the outcome was uncertain, and we just pushed really hard. It was a tough one.
You've never had one like that before, have you?
No. I mean, this was an election with national consequences. There were quite literally tens of millions of dollars spent for and against our campaign. I've never been through anything quite like it. But it was, you know, I'm gratified with the results. You know, we won by more than 10 points, and that was not expected.
Congratulations. And that was one you had to sweat out that night. And here you are again. And next week in Washington, a number of your colleagues are going away for good. And I know there'll be receptions and gatherings and salutes and tributes and all that sort of thing. Who will you miss?
Well, you know, a lot of them I developed personal friendships. One that I'll certainly miss from the other side of the aisle is Fred Upton. I've worked with Fred for a decade now on issues that we shared in common. Of course, we didn't agree on everything, but we did agree that we were friends and that we would continue to work together. So I'll miss Fred. You know, for the last several years, Brenda Lawrence from Michigan has been a part of our team, Andy Levin. It's going to be tough. But this is the process of renewal. This will be my sixth term. What we always learn is that while it's sad to see members go, there are new ideas and, you know, fresh looks at the policies and the issues that the country faces that come in every term. These new members are going to bring a lot to the table. So, you know, it's not all sad, but it's tough to say goodbye to people that we worked with so closely.
What happens with Nancy Pelosi, you think?
It's hard to say. You know, her intended plan is to, you know, go back to the Appropriations Committee, become a sort of a backbencher, as we call it. And, you know, I think what she'll end up being, you know, for the time she's here, is a bit of a senior advisor, somebody who has that, you know, that sort of institutional memory that's so important to us. But we get the best of both. We have her, and then we'll have new leadership and positions to help guide us. And, you know, I'm looking forward to continuing to rely on her, but obviously not quite in the same role.
So you were with the president yesterday, who came right smack into Bay City, Michigan, along with the governor and some others. Tell us the story. What was it like? What happened?
Well, it was great. I mean, I flew up on Air Force One with the president and back again, and that was a great experience. But to be able to go with him to my district to celebrate some of the, you know, new investment in 21st century technology, it just reminds us that, you know, we're not consigned to the scrap heap of history. We have a future in manufacturing. And I was so happy to partner with President Biden in creating, you know, this opportunity, the CHIPS and Science Act, is about investing in 21st century technology. And now we're seeing people getting jobs, good paying jobs, right in mid-Michigan, doing that work. And that's why he wanted to go. You know, it's a moment we all should be proud of.
Did you nick anything from Air Force One as a souvenir?
You know, I might have grabbed a couple of extra boxes of those presidential M&Ms on the way out, you know. I've got grandkids and, you know.
But Christmas is coming after all.
No towels or anything like that. Just, just a couple of boxes of M&Ms.
Did you visit much with him on the flight or in the car or that kind of thing? And if you did, what did you talk about other than the obvious?
Yeah, we did. It was only a couple of us on the plane, so he spent virtually the whole flight there and back with us. We had dinner together on the way back. We talked about a lot of things. We talked about this manufacturing initiative that I've been working on, but we actually did spend a good deal of time talking about China, talking a bit about Ukraine and Putin, and you know what we all think has to resolve as Ukraine emerging as, you know, as it's continuing to be an independent democratic state. You know, it was just a pretty wide-ranging conversation. Talked about personal things as well. I have known him, you know, for a long time. Mostly, got to know him when he was vice president. But it was just great to spend, you know, a few hours with him in a small setting just to catch up a bit.
How's the food?
You know, it's actually pretty good. It's not like typical airline food. Oh, I'll say that.
And for those who wonder, I mean, can you give us a report on his grasp of the issues and ability to communicate effectively?
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing that is frustrating. This is a guy who has a deep well of knowledge on the whole range of issues. And I wish more Americans would have the opportunity to sort of sit down with him in that kind of a setting, not in the big speech-making environment, but in a one-on-one conversation. I just don't know that I've worked with somebody, you know, because of his deep experience, particularly on foreign policy, that has such a deep well of knowledge and the understanding of the history of these issues. So, he's an impressive guy. He really is.
How much time did he spend with the governor?
You know, of course, she didn't fly back and forth with us, but the entire time on the ground, she was right there with him. They're pretty close. I've seen them interact together, and it's an obvious natural friendship between the two of them. It's obvious that there's a rapport there that is good both personally but also benefits Michigan.
Could you imagine, Congressman Dan Kildee, a President Whitmer or Vice President Whitmer?
I sure could. You know, she is a talented public leader. You know, she's demonstrated that time and time again. So who knows what the future holds.
It's kind of fun to have that event coincide with the U.S.-Iran soccer game yesterday. At least, maybe you couldn't watch it, but you got the result while the president was in-house?
Oh, yeah. He was pumped up about that. We talked a bit about that on the flight back. He was pretty excited about it. So much so that when I got home, I watched it on the delayed. You know, it was quite a game. My gosh, you know, it was pretty tense. Yeah, you know, it could have gone either way. It was nice. He was so excited. He went back on stage when the results were noticed. This was after he had completed his speech and was doing selfies and shaking hands. He went back on stage to announce the result. You could tell he was pretty pumped up about it.
Hmm. We live in a tender world right now with protests in China, and the Iran-USA game brought up some old hurts and some current hurts, too, I think. And is everything going to be all right?
Yeah, I think we have to choose to make it all right, you know, and this is, I think, one of the things that we talked about with the president. The most important thing we can do in the U.S. is to assert moral leadership, and we have to be strong to do that. Our source of strength is our democracy, for sure. We have to protect that, but also, like the work we've been doing, strengthening our economy so that we're not just consumers in a global economy, but putting ourselves in a position where we have a strong enough economy, where we're growing our economy, that gives us the ability to compete with China.
Dan Kildee, thank you, Congressman.
Bring in the riches at Firekeepers. We're giving away $175,000 in prizes with the Ring in the Riches giveaway on Friday, December 30th. You could win up to $23,000 cash or one of two new GMC SUVs. Earn entries daily for the drawings on December 30th. At 2 p.m., six winners will each get $2,300 in Red Hot credits. At 4 p.m., three players will each win $2,300 in Red Hot credits and $2,300 cash. At 6 p.m., one player will score $23,000 cash. And at 8 p.m., one player wins a GMC Acadia. Then at 10 p.m., it's the grand prize drawing for a GMC Yukon AT4. Don't miss the Ring and the Riches giveaway on December 30th. The best giveaways, the biggest guaranteed prizes only at Firekeepers. Get your Vegas on at Firekeepers Casino Hotel, I-94 to exit 104 in Battle Creek. Management reserves all rights.
So, it's been a while since you've had your jewelry cleaned and inspected, right? Where will you go and who will you trust with your most valuable and treasured heirlooms? At Medawar Jewelers, four locations in Lansing, Okemos, Jackson, and Portage, jewelry isn't just our job, it's our passion. Each and every piece entrusted in our care is thoroughly inspected by our trained staff against damage or normal wear. And we offer you, our customer, the highest level of quality on repairs and custom designs. Whether it's worn-out prongs, channels, or shanks, it's all handled with incredible care. Medawar Jewelers in Lansing, Okemos, Jackson, and Portage want to help you preserve your memories and offer you options on creating new ones. Come in today for the cleaning and inspection of your jewelry. We continue to work hard every day to earn your confidence and trust.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.